Thank you, James. Good morning. Thank you, Phil. Well, I'm looking around, and I'm not sure I see first-time visitors, but if you are, would you tell us who you are? Are you all first-time visitors? You've been here before. I thought I recognized your beautiful, handsome faces, so good to have you here with us today. Any first-time visitors? All right. Well, with that said, let's go ahead and get into our prayer requests, and I want you to remember, no prayer request is too small. If it's on your heart, you just ask us to pray with you, for you, and we'll be more than happy to do that. I want to start out, is Todd, are you doing the prayers? Where's Todd? Who's doing the prayers? Oh, David is. David, I want to start out with a praise. Nancy Rader is no longer having to go through radiation treatments. She's done with it. And she wants to thank all of you who have given her hugs and talked to her and blessed her and prayed for her. So that's wonderful, Nancy. We're glad to hear it. Okay, prayer request. Just raise your hand. Phil will give you the microphone. Talking to the mic, tell us your name. Let's start with this side, Phil. On this side, there's Charla.
My name's Charla. I have a coworker named Jamie Forrester. She got hurt at work about 6 or 7 months ago, and she's undergone several surgeries on her hand. She's having another one with a different doctor on this Friday. So if y'all could remember that, I think they're doing a bone graft or something, and she's had some difficulties. So if y'all could remember Jamie Forrester.
Jamie Forrester. Thank you, Charla. Anyone else on this side? Right up front here, Phil. So, Hank, Marty, was that you, the ratio? Go ahead, Hank.
I just want to have a prayer for the Bailey family. Bruce Bailey, another childhood friend of mine, passed away last week. So it's about 3 and 2 weeks, so they're going. So please pray for the Bailey family.
Okay. Marion?
I'd like to lift up several people on the unit there at Quail Ridge. I've gotten some texts this morning that indicate that there's a virus going around. They're all throwing up, and these are just some really difficult situations. And, of course, my sister's one of them. So I want to lift up Alice and all her friends. They're on the unit at Quail, and all the nurses taking care of them and CNAs. And also for a man named Tim
Watts.
Hank got a phone call last Saturday, and he has bone cancer, and he has requested Hank to do his service for him when he dies. And Hank hasn't seen this man in over 40 years, and I just want to pray for Hank and Tim's family. And he had just given his life to Christ, so it's exciting.
Thank you, Marion. Feel right behind. There you go. Marty?
Hi, Marty. Sally and I have a friend at the senior center. His name is Jerry Higgins, who was in an automobile accident Tuesday, and he is not having any use of his arms and hands, and so it's pretty scary. So, Jerry Higgins.
Very good. Thank you, Marty. Kay, did you have your hand up in the back, Kay?
We often pray for our first responders, and in the last few days we've watched the TV and cried for those in the Tulsa area, a little bit west of the Tulsa area, from Manford, Oklahoma, Stillwater, other places that first responders were there, and we prayed for them, our military, our firemen or policemen, ambulance people, and they were very busy. And I'm glad we pray for them. I'm glad we do.
Thank you, Kay. Very back there, Phil, Deborah.
Yes, I'd like to thank everybody for all their prayers and things. And the kids are safe in their home.
Very good. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you for that. Yes.
I have a friend at school, and her boyfriend's house burnt down in Stillwater. So if y'all could pray for the Coyle family.
Coyle family, you bet. Absolutely. Any others on this side? Yes, ma'am.
Chris Pelequin. Steve and I are going to be taking seven of our Cookson Hill seniors on a mission trip to Arizona in April. And so we want it to be a fun time for them, obviously, but we also want to see some spiritual growth in these guys. We're getting to know them, and they're just a group of really great kids. And we just pray for the Lord to be giving them wisdom and guidance for their lives as they graduate from high school. And also, we're doing one more fundraiser this Saturday if anyone needs their car washed. I can't remember, where is it going to be at?
Centennial Bank across from the Dairy Queen in Siloam Springs.
Saturday afternoon, so.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. This side. Oh, there we go.
Joe, I'd like to add something else.
Yes, ma'am.
They are in a safe home, and they're happy and everything. So I just want to praise the Lord for all of it, and thank you all for the prayers.
Thank you, Deborah. You
Hopefully
bet.
They can stay in this home. So I need all the prayers and thanks, because that way I know that they are safe and happy, because those smiling faces was such a pleasure to see.
Great, great prayer request. Thank you, Deborah. That's great. Feel nice hug there. Yes. This side, okay. Leah?
Good morning, Leah. I have a good friend that I've known for several years through softball. There's a group of us ladies that still stay together, and we get together, and she was just diagnosed with breast cancer. Her name's Kelly Simpson, and she doesn't meet with the doctor until the end of the month, so she's had to wait a whole month, and that's the hardest part of this, is the wait. And yeah. So, you know, you tend to get the bad things creeping in your mind. It's hard to stay positive when you wait. So if you could just pray for Kelly Simpson, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Others on this side.
A couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, or whatever, I asked for prayers for my dad. Talked with him a little bit yesterday, and he's having a lot of spells. They were going to do an ablation at the end of this month, but he's canceled that, and they're trying to do it with medication. But he's I can see a lot of things failing. So I just appreciate your prayers for him. His name is James.
Thank you. David also put my wife, Beth, on the prayer list. April 8th, she'll be having surgery where they'll be doing some biopsies. And so we'll start praying for her now. Others on this side. Okay. With that said, it goes to David right here, and we'll have our prayer song.
Gracious and loving Father, we come before you humbly, just praising you and giving you glory for who you are. As our service today and the songs we sang, you redeem us, you draw us closer to you, and you restore our soul. So thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you praise. Praise for the beauty you surround us with and the love that we have here and in your family. We give you praise for the answered prayers for Deborah's, I think it's great-grandkids, and who are now safe in a happy home. And we pray that you continue to give them the opportunity to stay there. We praise you for Nancy's finished radiation therapy, and we just thank you for being with her and helping her through this, and we ask that you continue to bless her health and be with her. Lord, we do have several things that are burdening our hearts, and we lift these up to you as you tell us to ask in your name. So in your name, we ask that you just be with Jamie Forrester, who has hand surgery coming up, a possible bone graft or whatever it may be. Lord, may you be in that, and may your healing touch be there. Father, we pray for the Bailey family, where Bruce has passed away, and Lord, comfort them as they mourn, and help them to remember the great things that he brought into their lives and that you provided for them. Lord, we pray for all those at Quail Ridge, especially Alice and others who have this virus that's spreading through the home there, and we just ask that you be with the nurses and staff, that they can help heal these individuals, and Lord, just give them strength and comfort knowing that you're there. Lord, we also pray for Tim Watts, who has bone cancer. Lord, be with him as he struggles through this, and he's kind of seeing his final days, and he's asked Hank to do a service, so Lord, be with Hank as he prepares for that, but Lord, just be with Tim and his family and friends, and just help him through this time. Help him to continue to give you glory and honor and praise for what you've done in his life. Lord, we pray for Jerry Hagans, who's had an auto accident and has lost the use of their arms and hands, and we just pray for them and ask for healing, Lord, and guide the doctors so they can help him with this loss of sensory nerves, and Lord, just be in that. Lord, we pray for the Coyle family who's had a house fire, Lord, and lost their home. We ask that you surround them with those who will care for them and meet their needs. And, Lord, just help them to see your hand in all of this as they recover from this. Lord, we lift up Kelly Simpson, who's diagnosed with breast cancer and waiting for the doctors to help her understand what she needs to do. And Lord, this is a tough time, and just continue to be with her and comfort her and guide her and heal her, but just help her not to be depressed, but to remember that, you know, not all's not hopeless, but to kind of be in this time with her, walk with her, Lord. Lord, we pray for James' dad, and just ask that he's having some spells here, and we ask that you just guide the doctors to help him and heal him, O Lord, and be with him. Lord, we also lift up Beth, who's having biopsy surgery here in April, and we just ask that you walk with her and guide her, walk with her doctors and guide their hands and thoughts and minds, and Lord, just help them to just be in all this. Lord, we also lift up the Cooks and Hills seniors. We pray for this upcoming field trip and funding activity at the Centennial Bank, and we just ask that you be with them. Lord, as they ask for unity, and just be with them and guide them and draw them and equip them with what they need, Lord. And in this field trip, we ask that you draw them together and help them to see you and know you. And Lord, as they serve others, may it be a time of joy and growth for all that's concerned. Lord, we lift up our first responders, many around this country this week with the high winds and so forth, have been fighting fires, who have been responding to travesty of tornadoes and death and injury, who have been, you know, just doing their jobs. We thank you for them, and we ask that you walk with them and guide them. And, of course, we pray for those who have lost property and family and loved ones. We just ask that you comfort them and guide them and help them through this time. Lord, we pray for our country and our leadership. We pray that we may continue to find you. May your truth be revealed. May we stand strong and be courageous to serve you and proclaim the good news that you have asked us to do. The fact that you are real and that you do love us and that you have sent your son for us. May we be bold and help our country to see that. We pray for our fellow believers in the same thing, Lord. We ask that you open hearts and soften them and so that they can see truth. Lord, finally we lift up our military and we just ask a blessing on them and ask them to just, you know, guide them and help them through as they serve our country. And Lord, I guess we also need to pray for our family across the world who are being persecuted and you know, your truth is contested. Lord, just give them the strength that they need to continue to be bold, to proclaim your good news. Lord, we give you praise and glory as we say thank you in your son's name. Amen.